Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Eternal Sonata, a thriller of the near future, by Jamie Metzl, performed by James Anderson Foster. One. Hope springs eternal, but life, which it carries on its wings, slowly deflates like a leaky basketball. Or maybe hospices are just depressing. The hacienda-style Warnell Center for Palliative Care may look cozy from a high-altitude drone or through augmented retinal display lenses. But here at regular ground level, every surface is designed to be quickly hosed down, scrubbed of the wreckage of human demise, of the evidence of each body's last desperate struggle to expel the humors it no longer accepts as its own. It's not a warehouse of broken dreams. It's the last gasp before sinking into the quicksand of life's cruel hoax. I've been in the atrium for all of 10 seconds, but already have the visceral sense I'm breathing in death itself. "Mr. Azadian?" I hear from behind. I turn toward the pleasant voice. "Suzanne Ferguson," the approaching middle-aged woman says. Her medium-length red hair frames a round, inviting face. "Thank you for seeing me," I say, extending my hand. "Do people disappear from this place often?" My words come out sharper than I'd intended, stopping Suzanne Ferguson in her tracks. "No," she says coldly, not lifting her hand to meet mine. "I didn't mean to say this has never happened before, Mr. Azadian. We take it very seriously." At least somebody does, I think. 2 weeks ago, a renowned octogenarian scientist on his deathbed vanishes from hospice care, and the news only reaches me this morning? Even now, I probably wouldn't be here if Martina Hernandez, my editor, who doesn't seem to give a damn about my career advancement these days, hadn't grudgingly sent me. The tip about the disappearance was no big deal, and who else do we still have covering the science beat in our diminished newsroom? But I'm here, and Professor Benjamin Hart did disappear, and almost dead people don't vanish into thin air every day of the week, at least not in Kansas City. "I presume you've notified the police," I say gingerly. Her look asks if I think she's an idiot. "Did they..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?